Introducing you to the special secrets, his name and the middle of the Parsha, for the Sinai Hebrew congregation, California. And the reason why I say Sinai, you chose the name. You chose the name of the synagogue because of Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai, where the Torah was received. Sinai Synagogue, California. Some people will never, ever come into your synagogue. Some people will say, oh, no, you're too modern. You've modernized things. You're too modern. You're too modern. Some ultra-Orthodox people will say, no, we can't go there. They have mixed seating. Men and women can sit in together. We can't go to that synagogue. Can't go there. Well, I mean, some people, they actually say that, don't they? The ultra-Orthodox, the fanatics, they call them the Taliban. We love them anyway, all right? I want to say that now. Let's start with a joke. We love them anyway. Even though they will never want to come and sit in your synagogue, we still all Sinai, Mount Sinai. You're Jewish, you're religious, you're not religious, you're part religious, you're conservative, you're liberal, doesn't matter, you're Hasidic, doesn't matter. We're all in it together. Parshas Bo'i, the final chapter, I would say, in the Israelites being enslaved to Pharaoh, they were all in it together. It wasn't only the Orthodox, and it wasn't only the Conservative, and it wasn't only the Sinai Hebrew congregation. It was every single Israelite, the 12 tribes of Israel, all the 12 tribes of Israel. They all came out of Egypt. They all had an exodus from Egypt, from slavery. Therefore, you say this week's astrological energies, especially that there's a full moon on the 25th of January. Again, the definition is it's everyone's welcome. Everyone's got emotional feelings. There's not a person on the planet that will not feel the energy of a full moon. It applies to everybody. You know, some people say, oh, the astrology is my astrology. They call it Indian astrology. They call it Hindu astrology. They call it Buddhist astrology. They call it Chinese astrology. They call it Jewish astrology. Doesn't matter. It's the moon that is there for everyone. The moon is there for everyone. Saturn is there for everyone. The sun is there for everyone. Now, some people don't believe in astrology. It's still there. I mean, the Jupiter's still there. There's still going to be a full moon. Even if they don't believe in astrology, they're still going to feel it. They're still going to have very strong, impulsive feelings on the night of the 25th, 26th of January with the full moon in Leo. It's still there. The fact that they don't believe, oh, what's going to happen. They don't believe in miracles. They don't believe in changes. They don't believe that Pluto and the sun and Aquarius are going to change anything. It doesn't matter. It's still there. It's everybody. It's all inclusive. Like the Sinai Hebrew congregation, California, your doors are open to everybody. If an ultra-Orthodox person came into your synagogue, you'd welcome him. Easy, right? Because you're open to everybody. True religion, true godliness, true spirituality is open to everyone. I'm sure many of you have been into Christian churches that are open to everyone, especially when you go on holiday. You go to Italy. I remember working in Lugano in Switzerland, and I used to go to Milan, Duomo. I used to go to the Milan every Sunday afternoon for a day trip on the train. And the church is open to everybody. Everybody come in. The cathedral, Duomo, famous Duomo, is open to everybody. You go to Rome, St. Peter's is open to everybody. Churches and synagogues and all places of worship, Buddhist temples, this temple, that temple, doesn't matter what it is, open to everybody. That's what it should be. Open to everybody. This is a full moon. It's going to be available for everybody to feel what they're going to feel. The sun and the planets are there for everybody. The fact that some people don't believe in it, it's there. It's still there. Now, let me then define. The Naaman HaElimelech, I'm quoting on page 38, he the very last paragraph of this week's parasha, the paragraph I wanted to talk about is, he says, he quotes from the Gemara, of course, it's Ein Lecho Odom She'ein Loisho. There is no such thing, I'll translate it exactly what it translates. Ein Lecho Odom She'ein Loisho. There's nobody on the planet that doesn't have his special moment in life. We all have a special moment. That's what it means. We all have our moment. Sure, it's an hour. But we all have ups, we all have downs. We all have good moments, we all have bad moments. But everybody, sooner or later, everybody has their moment. You could say the astrological year, the 12 months of the year. There's one month in the year that you love the most. There's one star sign that you love the most. There's one Shabbos that you love the most. This week's Parsha, Bayir, and then going into Beshalach, it is a nice Parsha. It is about the miracles. It is reminding us of the miracles. And on the Jewish festivals, we always read this week's Parsha. We always read from Parsha's Bayir Beshalach because these are the miracle energies. We've all got a favorite story. We've all got a favorite movie. We've all got a favorite miracle that's happened to each and every one of us. We've all had a moment in life. Every single person has a moment in life, longer than the moment. Sometimes it can be 5 years, 2 to 10 years. It can last for 20 years, 30 years. Some of you might have, you might think the past few years with coronavirus or with this problem in the world, that problem in the world, you're wondering, when is it going to come my turn? When is it going to come my turn? As astrology says, Sun and Pluto in Aquarius, it's your turn now. You got your turn. But the Naaman Melech uses this expression, Einuchu Odom She'ein Lo Isho. He uses it, he twists the words around, and he says, everybody can make time. Because sure, it comes from the word watch, comes from the word from a time, and it means everybody can make time to do what they love doing. How many times you say to your, somebody asks you to do something, I haven't got any time. Do me a favor. I haven't got any time. Can you pick my children up? Can you pick this one up? Can you pick that one up? Can you do me a favor? I haven't got time. I'm too busy. How many people, can you go to the grocery store? No, I haven't got time. They jump at you immediately. You ask them to do it. I've got no time. They are selfish people. They haven't got time. But everyone's got time for the things that they love doing. That's the message of this week's bag. When you really love somebody or you really love doing something, you got all the time in the world, right? You know, no one will ever say, I've got no time. And another expression of this is that when you are enjoying life, when you are upbeat and when you've got lots of energy, you can do far more in a few hours than people who are lazy or when you're in a bad mood, when you've got, I don't know, I can't figure this out. You're depressed, you're miserable, you've got no energy, and therefore, it's not working out. When you are upbeat and when you are uplifted and when you've got lots of energy, then you've got the energy to do things. I'll give you an example with your children, with your tidying their room, or your kitchen or your bathroom, or your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You ask them to tidy this up and they don't tidy up, and then all of a sudden they've got the energy to tidy it up and they tidy it up. But you and me as well, I'm also a man, and then we sometimes push things off until we decide we're going to tidy it up, and then we give it a good clean. Sometimes in life we say, I haven't got the time. That is just another way of saying, I haven't got the energy to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm not motivated to do it. I've got no energy. It's 5 years ago, I went on the train from Poland to Austria, overnight train, and I didn't think about, I'm not going to be able to sleep, can I sleep, won't I sleep, could I, would I, should I? I just decided, I'm going. I had a meeting in Vienna, and I remember in October, it was October 2017, I remember getting on the overnight train. How I got there, that's another story. How I came back, another story. And I say that how I got there, how I had the motivation to get there, how I had the energy to go on the overnight sleeper train overnight, one way and then overnight coming back on the next day, how I had the energy to do it, I don't know. I don't know how I did it, but I did it because I wanted something. There was something there, there was business there was money there was prosperity there that motivated me to get on the train. When you are traveling somewhere for business or you're traveling somewhere for love and relationships, you have got all the energy in the world to get up early, to get to the airport, to go on the flight, to travel, even though normally you're lazy, you're not motivated, you haven't got the energy for it. All of a sudden, you've got the energy. We've all got the energy when the time is right. When the time is right for you to do, to clean up your apartment or clean up your life or tidy up your life or sort things out or get your lives moving forwards. When you've got the time, it's about time. I've now, it's the right time. I'm determined. I want to do it now. I've delayed doing it the past couple of weeks. I've delayed doing it the past couple of months even. I've delayed doing it because I didn't feel the energy. But now that we have the Sun and Pluto in Aquarius, 20th, 21st of January, and we have the full moon in Leo, it's the right time. It's the right time. Now, on the full moon of Leo, you all know that it is a full moon energy. And the full moon, this full moon is known as Tu Bishvat. It's known as the birthday of trees. Why do we celebrate trees? I mean, I'll celebrate my boyfriend's, girlfriend's, my husband, my wife's birthday. I'll celebrate my children's birthday. I'll celebrate my parents' birthday. Why am I celebrating the birthday of trees? So what? I mean, to be smart, celebrating a birthday of trees, it is known as the Jewish, it's a Jewish, but it's a part holiday. It's a celebratory energy. It's a happy energy. It's a put you in the right mood energy. And Jewish tradition is to have lots of different fruits, all different fruits, pomegranates and dates and figs and apples and pears and all the different exotic fruits in the world, kiwis, all different types of fruits. Why? Because it's Tu Bishvat on the full moon. Why is it that we do something different on this full moon? Why is it that we celebrate the birthday? That's what it's known, Tu Bishvat. It's birthday of trees. In Israel, they plant new trees, or they plant siblings, or they start seeds energy. Because when we are in tune with nature, that's what it's about. Trees are nature. And if it wasn't for the trees in the world, we wouldn't have any food. We'd be starving hungry. Even coffee beans grow on your coffee that you have in the morning. Coffee beans grow on trees somewhere. Tea leaves grow on trees somewhere. All the delicious growth of life comes from trees. And therefore, when we are in sync with nature, and it is the birthday of nature, certainly in the Northern Hemisphere, certainly a birthday of nature. This is the beginning of the beginning of the beginning. The winter is now over, and even though it might be a bit cold, winter is officially over, and the full moon defines the beginning of the yearly cycle for trees, the yearly cycle for growth, and it is therefore known as a Yom Tov. It's known as, Yom Tov, it translates as a good day. It's a good day, it's a nice day, it's a date with destiny. It's a good day. And when it's a good day, you now got the energy to begin something new. That's what it's all about. Parshas Bo, the Israelites are about to leave Egypt and they're about to enter the wilderness to go on a journey to the promised land. They're about to begin a brand new phase of their life. They're about to get freedom from slavery, freedom from the past. And it's an all-inclusive energy for everybody in the whole wide world. Nature turns around now and says, wake up for everybody. I want you to live life.